The top stories on ABC News. Federal police say it could take months to investigate a crime syndicate allegedly involving a Border Force officer and a New South Wales police employee. Border Force officer Craig Richard Eakin and Joanna Mary have been charged over an operation to smuggle in 50 million cigarettes and drugs. North Korea has ridiculed threats from U.S. President Donald Trump and announced it is developing plans for a missile strike near the U.S. territory of Guam. The state media says the plan will be formed in the next few days. If approved by leader Kim Jong-un, the missiles would fly over Japan before landing in waters around 30 kilometers away from Guam. Australian scientists have not only discovered a major cause of birth defects and miscarriages, they've found an easy way to treat it as well. A landmark study has shown that by taking vitamin B3 supplements, pregnant women can correct deficiencies of a vital molecule that causes developmental problems. And three-time premiership winning player Steve Johnson has announced he'll be retiring from the AFL at the end of the season. The 34-year-old will join Nick Riewoldt, Luke Hodge, Sam Mitchell and Joe Watson, who are also among a host of players retiring this year. Johnson played 253 games for Geelong before joining the Giants last season.